Good morning. My guest this morning is Hillary Flynn from Irish American Crossroads. This is the 12th annual Irish American Crossroads Festival in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Marin County. Good morning, Hillary.
Hi, good morning, Roland.
We don't have anywhere near enough time to tell people the wealth of music that's going to be presented starting February 28th and going all the way through March 29th. Why don't you give us an idea of what the whole festival is like?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So the 12th annual Irish Crossroads Festival is really an incredible celebration of Irish and Irish American music and literature and storytelling and oral histories. And the festival has 14 events taking place in three regions of the Bay Area over a month period of time, as you mentioned it. And in that window of time, we really we're bringing in the best and the brightest with regard to a variety of culture and music.
Sounds fantastic.
Most of the events are free. Many, many of the events are free. Some are ticketed. The music events are ticketed. The three locations are San Francisco, where many of the events are taking place. We're also over in Berkeley at the Freight and Salvage, and also at the Marin Civic Auditorium with the Veterans Memorial Theater that's there, also having a terrific event there. That's on March 21st. On March 19th and March 21st in Berkeley, in we are presenting a world-class West Coast premiere called a Celtic Appalachian Celebration. One is from coming from Ireland. Some are coming from New York and Maryland and Chicago. What we're really trying to do here, which ties in so closely with the mission of the organization, is to illuminate through musically and through the through music the links that connect us from between Ireland and Celtic Appalachia. This festival is all about showing what is so often, Roland, the hidden histories of the Irish in the United States, in the Americas, and that is often so present, so pervasive, but a lot of people don't know the influence of the Irish music on, in this case, on American music, bluegrass, blues, old time, jazz music. It's enormously influenced by an Irish tradition that came over well before the famine, well before the 1800s. It came over to the North Carolina hills, and it has lived there for hundreds of years and informed so much of the profile of American music as we know it today. And that is what we are looking to bring to life with great history and performances on March 19th at the Freight and Salvage and March 21st at the Marin Civic Auditorium. And tickets are on sale now.
I'd like to point out, too, Hillary, that on March 14th, in San Rafael on March 15th in Santa Rosa, an old friend who has played in Sonoma County many times, Patrick Ball and his friends.
Yes, yes. Oh, Patrick Ball, he's, I know, what a star he is. What a jewel we have right here in our own backyard. And he is performing the first location you mentioned is correct in San Rafael. The second location is, however, down here in San Francisco at the Basilica for the Mission Dolores Church and the Basilica for the Mission Dolores Church. So that's that weekend, the Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th. And we couldn't be happier to host Patrick Ball and Lisa Lynn and Aria Frankfurter. Really, their music is so, it's magical and the very skilled, beautiful intertwining of storytelling, classic, mythical storytelling that Patrick brings to life with these other artists and through the music. It's really, these are nights not to be missed. It's so special.
How do people get a catalog describing the entire event?
By going on to our website, which is www.irishamericancrossroads.org, or they can call this number, 415-810-3774, and leave their name and their address and their phone number, and we will be sure to get a catalog out to them.
Thank you very much, Hillary.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you for this opportunity.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.